for instance, is bringing Jesus Jara back, is that something that can go a long way towards at least beginning the process of getting people to believe in this district?
I mean, not really. I mean, I think, you know, the teacher shortage was here before he started. It's here, you know, 3.5 years into his tenure as superintendent. So, you know, if he had a great idea to solve it, I think he would have implemented it by now. You know, I think what you really need to do is you need to give parents the ability to send their kids to other schools, the private schools, the online schools. You know, the district is down around 15,000 students from its peak a couple years ago. So, you know, you consider that they're 850 teachers short. But, you know, if they were at the level of students that they were at a few years ago, it'd be much worse. I mean, you'd have almost, I think, double that number of vacancies. So, you know, probably the best thing to do for the school district is just to get more kids out of the district, whether through charter schools or private schools, school choice somehow. And, you know, that can solve your teacher shortage when you just simply need fewer teachers.
More coming up with Victor Jinks. We're going to go to the break early. So, gentlemen, Jim, just be aware we're going to go to the break just a tad early. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Now at 12:28, as we check out our traffic cams, I don't know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say, and 10 being the best, I'd say traffic is about at a 9 right now. Yeah, just moderate flows on Interstate 15. No major delays there. US 95, it's really just up to freeway speed, so not much to report there until you get to the downtown area. Then it's a different story. Those lane restrictions still causing delays on Interstate 515. I know some people still call it US 95, but you see 515 signs all over the place. Both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue, that bridge reconstruction continues. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through there.
World famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Two games in the NFL tonight, two tomorrow due to COVID-19 postponements. Tonight at 5 Eastern, the Browns host the Raiders. Then at 8:15 Eastern, it's the regularly scheduled Bears versus Vikings Monday night game. Tomorrow night, a pair of games at 7 Eastern, the Eagles hosting Washington, the Rams at home against the Seahawks. Games over the weekend on Saturday night, the Colts beat the Patriots 27-17. On Sunday, the Steelers over the Titans 19-13. The Bills beat the Panthers 31-14. The Texans over the Jaguars 30-16. The Cowboys beat the Giants 21-6. The Lions earned their second win of the season 30-12 over the Cardinals. The Dolphins 31-24 over the Jets. The Bengals beat the Broncos 15-10. The Niners over the Falcons 31-13. The Packers nipped the Ravens 31-30. The Saints shut out the Buccaneers 9-0. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer. This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League. Every Sunday morning at 11, I've been there many times, and I love that. We have so much fun. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. Victor Jenks joining us, three-time-a-week columnist for the Review Journal. And the major piece of news coming from the weekend chat shows, and that is Joe Manchin, maybe, I don't know, the final nail in the Build Back Better piece of legislation. I mean, is this going to be it, or do you think the Democrats are trying maybe dial this thing down a little bit, make it smaller?
Well, I mean, just politically, it would make sense to realize that, you know, he holds the key vote, and he's not supporting it, and he's been clear about that, at least at its current size, for, you know, months and months. But, you know, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer keeps talking about wanting to bring it up in January, wanting to put everyone on the record with a vote, and, you know, to which I say, go for it. if you want to put your vulnerable members on the record as supporting you know, a piece of legislation that I think Americans oppose for its tax giveaways to the wealthy in blue states, and you know what it would do to contribute to increasing inflation, great, go for it. I don't think that's very smart politically, but, you know, don't let that stop you.
I'm just wondering if there will be anybody beyond Joe Manchin or Kyrsten Sinema. Do you think there'll be any more Democrats that might just say, well, as long as it's going to lose, it can lose without my vote, and essentially, you know, take the pressure off Joe Manchin a little bit?
Well, I think what's happening here is Manchin and Sinema have been taking the pressure off a lot of their other colleagues who don't actually support this bill, but haven't been willing to say so publicly. And Senator Sinema basically said as much. I mean, she said there's a lot of senators who are hiding behind her skirt because they oppose it, but they don't want the base to know about it. You know, if it does come up for a vote, it'll be very interesting to see what Senator Catherine Cortez Masto and Senator Jackie Rosen from Nevada do, because, you know, they've both been supportive of it, or at least, you know, not willing to criticize it. And one of the major provisions in this bill is a tax break for the wealthy in states like California. And, you know, if you're in California or New Jersey, that's obviously a popular provision. But when you're in Nevada, that's not going to be a popular provision. And so I think you just, you know, walk yourself into an easy attack ad to vote for this.
Victor, we're going to let you go. Thank you so much, as always. We will talk again soon. You have a great one. We'll talk with you again.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go, Victor Jenks, Las Vegas Review-Journal columnist. And I always love his stuff. We had some phone problems there, so we let him go just a tad early. We're going to take a quick break. We will come back. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, always fun. And Alan Gottlieb will join us just after 2 o'clock. Now, what's significant about this is that he is the founder, actually, of the Second Amendment Foundation. They are about your rights to keep and bear arms. He is the chairman of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. He has published numerous books on gun rights, and his foundation, the Second Amendment Foundation, has endorsed Adam Laxalt. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up just after 2 o'clock. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
D.C. politicians are proposing new tax increases on American industries. Just as we begin to recover from the pandemic, politicians want to experiment with risky new taxes, weakening the U.S. economy, making us less competitive when we can least afford it. America's recovery counts on all of us. We can't afford more taxes. Tell Catherine Cortez Masto, don't overtax American industry. Get the facts at coalitionforamericanjobs.org. Paid for by the Coalition for American Jobs.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log. And we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table. And that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
NDOT's top priority is keeping you safe and connected. One of the many ways we strive to keep you safe is by taking an active role with improving the quality of stormwater runoff entering our waterways from our roads and highways. From constructing and maintaining roads to monitoring our waterways, NDOT's dedicated environmental professionals are focused on reducing the impact of our projects on our environment. We do our very best to preserve Nevada's waters for future generations. For helpful information, to report an illicit discharge, or for public education resources, visit our website at loveenvywaters.com and follow us on social media. NDOT's top priority is keeping you safe and connected. Visit our website at loveenvywaters.com.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this special holiday edition of Live and Local, brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. It was fun having Victor Jakes on. Always good to join him. Also, Wayne Allen Root will be coming up at 105, and we'll find out what he thinks about all of this COVID-19 stuff. It's impacting sports, and he, of course, has his own business dealing with sports wagering. Also, we'll have Alan Gottlieb on after 2 o'clock. He'll be calling in, and he is the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. They are endorsing Adam Laxalt, we understand. So that's good news for Adam Laxalt, I guess. I do want to talk a little bit about how this pandemic thing is impacting sports leagues. The NHL is canceling games. NBA is canceling games. And in the National Football League, this thing has really gotten ugly. And the gentleman Jim Dallas has been looking at one team and how it's impacted them, the Washington football team. And this is getting a little scary.
It is indeed. The good news is they got a couple of extra days to play the game, but the bad news is they're going to be without not one, not two, but seven of their assistant coaches for the upcoming game with the Eagles. They are losing defensive line coach Sam Mills, the wide receivers coach, the running backs coach, defensive backs coach, assistant defensive backs coach, defensive quality control coach, and the defensive coaching intern. Now, what is interesting about this, Kevin, is only for the second time in NFL history, a woman, a female, is going to be an assistant running backs coach, and she'll be running things there for the running backs. And this is only the second time in NFL history that this has happened. So a little bit of a note for this young female. Her name is Jennifer King, and she'll be replacing Randy Jordan as the running backs coach in the game against the Eagles.
Wow. Wow. So but when you started rattling off those names, and I'm going, wait a minute, that's just about everybody. I mean, this is what is really weird, and one of the reasons why the National Football League decided to back everything up is you've got to get, if you're these teams, you've got to get things in place. For instance, the Cleveland Browns getting set to take on the Raiders, they signed seven players off of their practice squad. Well, you know, you got to get them ready to go. You got to, you know, let them know what plays they're going to be, because normally they're the scout team.
That's very true. And when you look at that Raiders-Browns game, it looks like the Browns are going to go with their third-string quarterback, Nick Mullins. He's slated to start in that game. And the thing about that is, I mean, he's never really taken a snap as a Cleveland Browns quarterback.
Wow.
So new blood in there. And as a result, what we've seen is the point spread has just gone all over the place with this. It was, the Browns were 3-point favorites before their top two quarterbacks are on the COVID list. So now they've adjusted, and now the Raiders are 3-point favorites instead of 3-point underdogs in most places. And the Raiders are -2.5 at the South Point at the BetMGM and Circa Sports.
Wow.
So you might be able to find some threes out there if you want to go with the Browns. But, it swung all over the place on this, and who knows if it's going to go any lower. I mean, who knows? The total has dropped to 38 in some areas, and it was well into the 40s before all this this quarterback action happened for the Browns. So, but we'll keep an eye on that, but certainly it looks like bettors are favoring the Raiders now because Cleveland's down to quarterback number three.
Now, let me just throw something out there, and I know this sounds preposterous. What if the Raiders lose to the Brownies? I mean, can you imagine? I mean, Derek Carr said a week ago that we got a lot of thinking to do. We got to really think about this. Just imagine if you end up losing to the Browns playing their, you know, third string quarterback, and God forbid if he gets hurt.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they're going to have to bring in somebody to play that position. But remember, what the NFL decided this year was they weren't going to cancel any games. And they didn't even want to move these games, but it just got to the point where they had to move them. But if you remember last year, they were taking bye weeks and just it was like a jigsaw puzzle. But they committed early on this year that they weren't going to do that. So they're going to play these games, whether you like the product on the field or not. They're going to play that game. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. And speaking of Derek Carr, he was really down after the last loss. And he's always been kind of a cheerleader. He's always been, hey, you know, we took one on the chin there, but we're going to come back and we're going to be stronger for the next game. He didn't really have that attitude during the last loss. So be interesting to see where his mindset is.
Wow. We'll keep track of this as we go along. The big news of the day, really of the weekend, was Joe Manchin. Let's go to cut two. Joe Manchin from West Virginia, I think, killed Biden's Build Back Broke bill. This was him on Fox News Sunday yesterday.
Well, Brett, you know, this is a mammoth piece of legislation, and I had my reservations from the beginning when I heard about it 5.5 months ago, and I've been working diligently every day and every minute of every day. I've been working on this, meeting with whether it be the President, President Biden, whether it be Majority Leader Schumer and his staff, whether it be with Nancy Pelosi, all of my colleagues, I mean, from all different spectrums of the political spectrum, if you will, from the right to the left. I've done everything humanly possible. And you know my concerns I had, and I still have these concerns, and where I'm at right now, the inflation that I was concerned about, it's not transitory, it's real, it's harming every West Virginian. It's making it almost difficult for them to continue to go to their jobs, the cost of gasoline, the cost of groceries, the cost of utility bills, all of these things are hitting in every aspect of their life. And you start looking, and then you have the debt that we're carrying at $29 trillion. You have also the geopolitical unrest that we have. You have the COVID variant, and that is wreaking havoc again. People are concerned. I've been with my family. I know everyone's concerned. So when you have these things coming at you the way they are right now, I've always said this, Brett, if I can't go home and explain it to the people of West Virginia, I can't vote for it. And I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation. I just can't. I've tried everything humanly possible. I can't get there.
You're done. This is a no.
This is a no on this legislation. I have tried everything I know to do. And the president has worked diligently. He's been wonderful to work with. He knows I've had concerns and the problems I've had. And you know, the thing that we should all be is directing our attention towards the variant, the COVID that we have coming back at us in so many different aspects and different ways. It's affecting our lives again. We have inflation that basically could really harm a lot of Americans, and especially those who are most needy and having a hard time struggling right now.
That's Joe Manchin. He was on Fox News Sunday with Brett Baer. Interesting, Brett Baer was sitting in the seat formerly occupied by Chris Wallace, who went to something called CNN Streaming. Go figure. It makes no sense. Coming up, Bernie Sanders was on with Jake Tapper, and as one might expect, he was none too happy with Joe Manchin. This is going to be interesting. We'll let you hear what Bernie Sanders had to say coming up in our next segment. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra homeowners only. Water test completed.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Ever wonder what gives me a winning edge? A quick pit stop to check your tires can go a long way. Whether you're driving on the track or just on the road, properly maintained tires handle better in all weather conditions and provide you with the safe stopping power. Do a safety check on your tread depth at home or go online and book a tire inspection appointment.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As promised, we'll let you hear from Bernie Sanders. First, though, this hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Let's check out Bernie Sanders. He was on with Jake Tapper yesterday on State of the Union, and his reaction to Joe Manchin essentially killing the Build Back Better bill and putting a dagger through the heart of this thing. This was Bernie Sanders yesterday.
I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation. I just can't. I've tried everything humanly possible. I can't get there.
You're done. This is a no.
This is a no on this legislation. I have tried everything I know to do.
Joining us now exclusively to react, the man managing the legislation, Senate Budget Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders of Vermont. Senator Sanders, Senator Manchin says he can't get there. This is a no. He's tried everything. What's your reaction?
Well, I think he's going to have a lot of explaining to do to the people of West Virginia to tell them why he doesn't have the guts to take on the drug companies and lower the cost of prescription drugs, why he is not prepared to expand home health care. West Virginia is one of the poorest states in this country. You got elderly people and disabled people who would like to stay at home were forced into nursing homes. He's going to have to tell the people of West Virginia why he doesn't want to expand Medicare to cover dental, hearing, and eyeglasses. I've been to West Virginia a number of times, and it's a great state, beautiful people. But it is a state that is struggling. And he's going to have to tell the people of West Virginia why he's rejecting what the scientists of the world are telling us, that we have to act boldly and transform our energy system to protect future generations from the devastation of climate change. You know, what's going on now, Jake, in Washington is the big money interests are pouring hundreds and hundreds of millions